With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu delivered a fiery speech to Congress and vowed to defeat Hamas terrorists. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After more than 9 months of the Israel-Hamas war, a combative Netanyahu vowed total victory against Hamas and condemned American opponents of the war in Gaza. And he emphasized the importance of the U.S.-Israeli alliance.
For the forces of civilization to triumph, America and Israel must stand together.
Outside the U.S. Capitol, thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters demonstrated and some clashed with police. Netanyahu will meet with President Biden and Vice President Harris on Thursday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Insisting that the defense of democracy is more important than any title, President Biden will explain in an Oval Office address his decision to drop his bid for re-election and to throw his support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. The address will offer the public their first chance to hear directly from Biden his rationale for dropping out of the 2024 election after weeks of insisting he believed himself to be the best candidate to take on former President Trump. Testifying before the House Judiciary Committee, FBI Director Chris Wray says there's no clear indication yet of a motive in the Trump assassination attempt.
Often in an investigation, from interviewing people that the subject was in close contact with, looking at the individual's social media accounts, messages, often things, physical evidence in the person's residence, you might see a manifesto, things like that. We're not seeing that yet, but we are digging in hard because this is one of the central questions for us.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 504 points. This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a post office.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation says it succeeded in getting postal workers at an office in Aurora, Illinois, to remove a tiny cross that was just visible at the back of a customer counter. The foundation sent a threatening letter to the post office stating that the presence of the small cross was a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The group's primary activity is seeking to scour the public square of any symbols of Christianity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas isn't enforcing a new law requiring abortion providers to ask their patients why they wanted to terminate their pregnancies. The pause comes as a lawsuit proceeds against the rule and other older requirements. For not enforcing the law, the state will get an extra 4 months to develop its defense of the challenged restrictions ahead of a trial now delayed until June of 2025. This is SRN News. Tech stocks let the air out on Wall Street, with all three indexes taking a big plunge. We hear more on the day's downward momentum from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks dropped to their worst losses since 2022 after profit reports from Tesla and Alphabet helped suck momentum from Wall Street's frenzy around AI technology. The S&P 500 tumbled 2.3% Wednesday. The Dow lost 504 points. It's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite skidded 3.6%. The profit reports from Tesla and Google's parent company weren't disasters, but they raised questions among investors about which other big tech companies might fall short of expectations. Big tech stocks have carried the market this year amid the AI furor, but critics say they've grown too expensive. Smaller stocks also fell sharply in Wall Street's wipeout, losing momentum following strong recent gains. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.